the inner city radio case is another one of the early cases. It's not so much an engineering, but a very important case, mostly legal. In the inner city radio case, a corporation called Inner City Radio was formed, and the FRC in the early days authorized, over opposition by Western Union, Postal Telegraph, RCA, Mackey Radio, AT&T, and some others, was appealed. Now, this company was going to provide domestic radio service between selected points in the United States, not full coverage like Western Union Telegraph did, but selected points. The radio companies opposed it on the grounds that the frequency should be reserved for jobs which could not be done by wire, and the others on competition grounds. Here was a company going to use and competing for their cream of the crop, and not serving all the little places like they had to. But at any rate, the important thing was that they went to the court, and the court started to hear the case, what they called de novo, I believe, as the lawyers called. In other words, the court started right from the ground up, just like the FRC did, calling witnesses, engineering witnesses, accountants, and everything else, hearing the whole story. And they had a whole room full of records, and they took so long that the inner city company went bankrupt. And the case folded because there were nobody else anymore. But as a result, the law was amended, which gave the FRC and later the FCC final judgment on the facts and the weighing of the facts. And the courts can only overrule the FCC on errors of procedure and failure to consider the facts.
This gives them a great deal more power than they had before, and as you say, it was final.
Actually, the way it was before was impossible, because in the case of inner city, the litigation completely killed the company before it had a chance to do anything about it.